there are more than 2 million American adults incarcerated now, among them the sister of commentator Judy Belk.
It's been 3 years, but I don't think I'll ever get used to picking up the phone and hearing the following message. You have a collect call from an inmate in a Virginia State correctional facility. This call will be monitored and disconnected in 20 minutes. Press star to decline, press pound to accept this call. I immediately press pound, but as usual, the timing isn't great. Tonight I'm in the middle of hosting a business dinner meeting for my husband. I take a quick peek in the dining room. I gauge whether I can squeeze in a 20-minute conversation before coffee and dessert. For the past 3 years, these unscheduled phone calls have been the primary link with my little sister Granada, who's serving a 12-year sentence for the stabbing death of her live-in boyfriend. We supported Granada's claim of self-defense, but the state of Virginia thought otherwise. Since I live in California, I only get to visit Granada 2 or 3 times a year. Neither one of us are big letter writers, so our main communication is through these phone calls. If she's lucky, I hear from her about every 10 days. Our dramatically different lives, hers on the inside, mine on the outside, often collide during these phone calls. For her, it's a highlight of her week to talk with anyone on the outside. Sometimes I silently groan when I hear the recorded message because I'm rushing or tired or just not in the mood. But I push the pound button anyway. After all, I can't exactly call her back when I feel like talking. And it may be days before she'll get access to the phone again. When I'm not rushed, I actually welcome the calls, which have given us another chance at building a relationship that has fallen in disrepair. The calls aren't always pleasant. We've had our share of yelling and crying. Once she even hung up on me. I was mad for hours, thinking the nerve of her, especially when I'm paying for the call. But just as quickly, I try to call her back to make it all right. But then I remember, I can't call her. See, the prison rules apply not only to the inmates, but to their loved ones too. At times, I feel like I'm doing part of her time. How, when, and what I say to Granada is all ultimately controlled by the prison. So I try to be a model outmate. But fitting the rules of the prison into my life is tough going for a control freak like me. Our calls always end in a race against a final warning, reminding us that this call will end in 2 minutes. And it does. The phone goes dead at exactly the 20-minute mark. But we've come up with our own way of beating the clock, by stopping our conversation when we hear the warning, to say how much we love and miss each other. We try to avoid that abrupt, empty silence we both hate. I love you. Will you promise to call me on your birthday next week so I can say happy birthday to you? Damn, I wish you weren't there. Now try to eat more veggies and don't forget to...
Judy Belk lives in Oakland, California.